Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone to help talk to us about a very important topic. Kathy Page joins us this morning. She's with the Family Resource Center in Carroll. Kathy, good morning. How are you today?
Good, and you?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for asking. I want to talk a little bit about a workshop that's coming up here very soon on Tuesday, April 22nd at the Exira Library. You've got an evening opportunity for folks to come in and be a part of a workshop called Stewards of Children. And this focuses on preventing child sexual abuse, obviously a very important topic.
Yes, we just actually got back from our Prevent Child Abuse Iowa conference just a little while ago. So we've been down there for 3 days and learning more and more about child abuse prevention that we can do in our neighborhoods.
There are no boundaries to child sexual abuse, are there?
There are not. It can affect from the richest person to the poorest person. It just goes across all lines.
Yeah, it's a head-scratcher. It's really hard to figure out. You don't sometimes think that things can happen like that, perhaps in some of the rural areas that we live in. But as I say, there just are no lines.
That's true. Since I've only been here about 10 years, and, you know, there have been several cases in our regional area in that time that I've been here. So it comes from any time.
These are difficult types of topics to bring up, though, aren't they?
They are, and we have a lot of people that don't want to hear them. So we generally have small trainings as a result of that. So, but the more people we can get out there and get the information to, the more we're happy. So,
does that make it difficult to deal with a topic like this simply because a lot of people don't want to have to deal with a topic like this?
It does. It once you get people into it and they see what's going on, they're like, oh, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so should have come. I wonder, you know. So, you know, we try to get it out there, and as we spread, like last year, we pretty much stayed in our bigger towns last year. This year I've taken it out into smaller towns. You know, last year I did this in Audubon. This year we're going to Exira. So we're trying to get it out further and make it more available as people talk about it.
Well, this workshop coming up at the Exira Library here this coming week, April 22nd, it's from 6:30 to 9 p.m. It's a free opportunity. There's no cost for the training for folks who want to come and sit through this. It says it's a workshop created by Darkness to Light. What is that?
Darkness to Light is a nonprofit organization out of South Carolina. Kitty Lee is the founder, and this program came about through them. It is an evidence-based program. It has been proven that it works. And it has been about 14 years that it's been around. It just really became prevalent the last couple of years in light of the Jerry Sandusky Penn State scandals that went on. It's gotten a lot of more following. This program is done all around the world in a lot of countries. I mean, they talked about one country in Africa that they did this, and it took them 12 hours to train the facilitators to do a 2.5-hour training. Because they would do a little bit, and then they'd have to translate it. And they'd do a little more and keep translating until they got it all taught out to these people.
Wow. Well, it's important stuff. It's important to stick with it.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, the findings are that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys are sexually abused by their 18th birthday. And, you know, if you go and you look around your child's classroom at school and just you sit there in awe. I sit there in a training. If they come out with a statistic during the training, and people look around the room, and they're mentally counting how many people are in the room.
Yeah, those are crazy numbers. They're crazy numbers.
Absolutely.
Now, when we use the term sexual abuse, what does that mean? What falls under that?
Anything of a nature that of a sexual nature against a child's will. It doesn't have to be just sexual intercourse. It can be touching, fondling. Those kinds of things fall in that as well. One of the things we give to people as they leave our training, we give them the Iowa code of what sexual abuse actually is in the state of Iowa. We give them the 5 pages of that information so that they are aware fully of what Iowa looks at.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've heard all the excuses and all the things that come up, like, well, you know, everybody's different. Some people are kind of touchy-feely people and huggers and all this kind of stuff. But as adults, shouldn't we really understand what is and isn't appropriate?
Yes. And one of the people in the program, one of the parents in the program says, you know, when she says stop, we stop. When we play tickle games and those kinds of things, if she says stop, that means it's time to stop. You know, and you'll hear this whole training is all professionals and survivors. There are no perpetrators at all interviewed at all in this training. So all the video is all survivors and professionals. And you'll hear those survivors tell you, I thought it was tickles. I thought it was a game. I ask, oh, he's just playing, you know? Because, and 90% of these people that are abused by someone in their family or someone they know close to them.
And that was exactly where I was going next. Most folks would be shocked to find out how much of that goes on within families.
Exactly. And so most of the perpetrators, most of the survivors, I can think of three right offhand, four, I guess. So four out of probably 10 were non-family members, but the rest of them were all family members in some way.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are difficult topics to talk about, as we said earlier. Most folks don't really want to hear about it or talk about it much. How do you get people who are victims of this to come forward, not only to tell their stories, but to come out and tell their stories in a training-type situation?
What this is all video. So Darkness to Light has put this together for us. They, just through stories, like one of the guys in the video, he's the first person in the state of South Carolina to sue for sexual abuse and win. He's in the video. His attorney's in. There are some prominent people. A former Miss America is in this video. And she tells you her story of being Miss America. She was the picture-perfect family. But her father abused her from the age of 5 to 18. You know, so just the connections that they've made over the years with these people, and they just come out and they're more than willing to share their stories.
Wow. Well, and some of these folks might be high-profile type people, but they're just real-world examples.
Absolutely. And really, at this point, none of them, other than, the former Miss America, other than being a national speaker, that's really all that she's, everybody else is just your average person that you see in the video.
Well, Kathy, who should take this training?
Everybody. I say everybody, but, 16 and over is kind of what we're shooting for. I will say I've been doing this about a year and a half. The very first training I did have one person who had to get up and walk out because the topic was too hard for her because she was a survivor. She came back last month and brought her husband with her for her support, and she managed to stay through the entire program this time. So we say it's for everybody. We've really focused this year on getting into all our child care centers in our area. We cover a four-county area, Audubon, Guthrie, Carroll, and Green, as the Child Abuse Prevention Council. So my focus has been getting all the daycares trained.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're hoping to next year get our schools trained and just keep taking it out from there.
Is that a lot of it is recognizing some of the signs that you might not otherwise see?
Yep, recognizing the signs and understanding what you need to do with that, because you don't want to go too far with that, because you don't want anyone to accuse you of putting an idea in a child's head. So you just, your basic questions, just enough to get your DHS, being able to make your DHS report or your police report that you need to do in order to make that child safe. So those are kind of the topics, ways to minimize opportunities for people to cause abuse. So those are kind of the things that we really talk about in there.
Very good. Well, this is coming up again on Tuesday, April 22nd, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Exira Library. Do folks need to register in advance?
It would help if we know how many we're expecting. I always carry extra materials. There's workbooks and handouts and things like that, so I always carry extra. But we'd love to have them, call in and register. I can get certificates made ahead of time that way, and we know how to set up our room when we get there. So we're kind of partnering with the HOPES program out of Audubon County to present this program this time. And so we're looking for a really nice crowd.
Excellent. And there is no cost.
There is no cost. All of this is done through grants from Prevent Child Abuse Iowa and Community Partnerships for Protecting Children.
Very good. I have two telephone numbers here as well for folks to call to register if they'd like to. 712-792-6440. Or they can call 800-999-5101 and make sure they get registered for that event coming up on April the 22nd at the Exira Library. They'll tell you all you need to know. Very good. Kathy Page with the Family Resource Center in Carroll. Good to visit with you today. An important topic. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you much for having me.